NCAA is actually apologizing, saying it fell short after some women's basketball players called out some major differences in amenities at the men's versus the women's tournaments.
This got a lot of buzz today. News Nation's Ashley Ketz is here on this developing story and also some reaction we're hearing from the NCAA.
That's right. They actually put out a statement tonight, and this all started yesterday when players shared those images on social media of a single dumbbell rack provided to the team. And now the league's senior vice president of basketball is apologizing to the student athletes, coaches, and women's committee for dropping the ball. It's not the brackets, but what's happening inside the bubble in San Antonio getting attention today at the NCAA women's basketball tournament.
This is our weight room. Let me show y'all the men's weight room.
That's Sedona Prince showing the stark differences in facilities. After the post spread online, the NCAA responded, acknowledging the disparity, saying the lack of access was due in part to limited space inside the controlled environment. Prince challenged their response.
Let me show y'all something else. Here's our practice court, right? And then here's that weight room. And then here's all this extra space.
Nikki Moore is a former student athlete who now leads both men and women's sports as athletic director at Colgate University.
It's disappointing because of what it conveys or communicates to those student athletes about, you know, about their value. I also have compassion for those who've been involved with planning. You know, planning anything in the midst of a pandemic is incredibly difficult.
It wasn't just the weight room. These pictures show the differences between the athletes' meals and the swag bags. The NCAA says they are actively working to enhance resources for the women's teams. From the WNBA to the NBA, professional athletes are also tweeting their support for the women. Asia Wilson, who plays for the Las Vegas Aces, tweeted this. She called the situation beyond disrespectful. Steph Curry appalled as well, calling out the NCAA. Moore is hopeful all of this added attention will bring change to gender equity in athletics.
At this moment, when there's this stark contrast between the quality of experiences, is that this generation is learning to expect greater equity. And that's exciting because I think we are going to be all better off, you know, in a more equal world.
And businesses in the area are also offering to help the women's teams. Orange Theory tweeted out that the NCAA is telling them that they will make their studio available for private sessions for any teams that need it or even provide equipment so they can build out their own training area there at the stadium in San Antonio. We also see Anytime Fitness offering up their equipment too. So a lot of people standing at the ready to help these women right now.
And clearly they've got the space.
And they have some space. She did make a point there.
Yeah. I mean, how could they think that that disparity wasn't going to get documented and publicized in some way? That's insane to me. The PR.
Yeah. It almost, you know, some people were like, is this a joke when they were watching it? But the more that the images were shared and that video has been viewed more than 10 million times, the NCAA did respond today.
As they should.
Right.